Bob, how are you, my friend?
I've had a bad cold, Mr. President. How are you?
Oh, gosh, well, you've been campaigning too much.
Well, you have to. It's election year, Mr. President.
Well, let me know anywhere I can help you. I'll come out for you, against you, whichever will help you.
And you'll come out for me. That'll help.
You let me know what we can do. I wanted to know, they claim they'd talk to you, but I never can tell about these department people and staff people. We've worked very, very hard on with Kaiser and with our Model Cities program. You were on that task force, and we've fought through the budget for days, and we've got a message that's ready to go up today or tomorrow. And I had asked them to go over with you and some of the senators who started out bringing the question of the city issue before the country to see you understood what was in the message, and if there's anything that oughtn't to be in it, it was cut out, and we are pressing it to kind of like the golfer for about as much as we think they'll swallow, even over some of our folks here. And the mayors seem to be, according to the staff people, I haven't talked to them, enthusiastic.
I think it's great.
And I just want to know if they had talked to you, and if you need any more information on it or any suggestion.
No, Mr. President, they talked to me about it yesterday. I came down specially for it, and I think it's great. I think you touch, frankly, all the bases. I don't think you're going to get much of it through this time, but I think it's there for 69 for you to carry the ball in.
Well, Jerry Ford, y'all did good in the Senate on everything last year, but he murdered it with the Southern Democrats, and we've got to put the heat over there on them. I told Lindsey and Rockefeller and all of them raising hell at me. I said, now, you can get as much out of your president as they can swallow. You get me one or two votes over there, and they can't do it. Jerry just frames up with Louisiana and Alabama, and then they didn't give me a dime on rent supplement. They didn't give me a dime on model cities. They don't give me a dime on these things. Then the Senate puts them all in. Then they go to the conference, and I get about a third of it. And that's where we've got to put up the issue. And when the message comes out, I just hope you'll say that you believe the Senate will go for a forward-looking program like this, that you only hope the mayors and the country will ask the House to give it serious consideration.
Okay.
God bless you. Okay. Let me know. Come see me whenever you've got anything on your mind. I want to ask you something else,
yes,
too.
Sir.
We haven't failed this HEW.
Yeah.
And you have more experience than anybody over there on it. I don't know what's going to happen to Shriver. He's talking about going to Illinois or going to ambassadorship or something. He doesn't want to stay in poverty.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you what you thought about moving some of that into HEW. Will you give that a little thought the next few days?
The poverty?
Yeah. All the education and health stuff, well, what they're talking about.
I'll be glad to think about it, Mr. President.
You give some thought to it.
The only trouble is, I think HEW is too big, really, and I think I would leave it in HEW. I would put it in HEW if I would take some of the HEW stuff out and put it in labor and interior and other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need... I've talked to some of your boys.
Have they ever talked to you about that plan of trying to make a secretary and then a health, education, and welfare secretary, like Army, Navy, and Air? Is anything good in that?
They kind of talked to me about it one time. I've always felt that eventually you're going to have to face up to have a separate department of education and manpower training.
Mm-hmm.
I think this has gotten so big, education has gotten so big, and manpower training so important, that you're going to have, we're the only country in the world that lumps them all together.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to do it. Of course, I've been holding hearings about a second Hoover Commission stuff, and the Budget Bureau doesn't see it. I talked to Joe Califano and your budget man. I think the greatest thing that you could do would indicate you're interested in reorganization, reform, and savings. And I can't get the administration to back it, but I've got about 65 senators as co-sponsors are going to put it through, and you ought to have the administration with me instead of against me on it, Mr. President. I'm going to let you name, my purpose is to let you name a high-class commission. You could use President Eisenhower as a front man, like Hoover was a front man. And I think it's a great idea, but your people don't have the imagination to understand the implications of it.
Well, I think that's right. I told my outgoing man some time ago to set me up a group that were made up of the Congress and the individuals and the executive department that I would consider. I said I don't want to buy it till I hear the arguments pro and con, that would make a study of the whole government outfit, and I'd consider setting it up. They said they'd do it, but they never have done it
well,
yet.
Well, I've had 5 days of hearings. I've got 3 days left, and we're going to do it. And I told Joe Califano and Zwick, I said, why should the administration be dragged in the heels kicking what they're going to get anyway when the president should get the credit for it? I said, maybe I'm the dumbest politician in the world, but I don't understand you guys at all. And I think...
Well, I think one thing that the old people, I don't know about Joe, I think he just does what we want to here. I think he'd go along, but they told me they had a lot of problems with the Hoover Commission because of the House and Senate really following the, taking the executive authority and naming people to it.
No.
And they thought that we oughtn't to do that the executive ought to set up a study group and go into it,
that
he ought to put congressmen and senators on it, but that he ought to, if he's going to listen to it and follow it, that he ought to select people in whom he has confidence. And I told him that a person I'd have as much confidence in as anybody in the world would be you with the reorganization, and get a man from the House, and we'd get me some suggestions as to who we could put on a study group like that. And they said they'd do it, but they haven't done it yet. And I guess it's because Shultz went out.
Well, you see.
Went out.